the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number three. Dan the Man is now in the control room, twiddling the dials and answering the phones. When you call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here. As long as it's not HAARP and chemtrails and fake Apollo moon landings and all the rest of that nonsense. Alrighty, the finger pointing over Mitt Romney's defeat continues unabated. We just put up an article at whatreallyhappened.com basically saying that the Republican Party is essentially finished at the national level. Oddly enough, they're blaming Rush Limbaugh and Fox News for the debacle, which may be partly true. And if they're going to fire Rush Limbaugh, I'd like to put in my CV and take his place, have some of his money here to play with. All righty. On another article that came out here, this is from Activist Post News, where it's basically saying Romney doomed himself by the corrupt tactics used against Ron Paul. So I think more and more people are starting to come around to this idea that the GOP leadership made a major strategic goof in 2008, didn't learn from it, made the same strategic goof in 2012, and has paid the price. So, anyway. Interesting little story. We got a bunch of little oddball things here to talk about. Down in Australia, there was a retired priest, 80 years old, bit the ear off another priest who was 81 years old. In an argument over a parking spot. Well, at least they're not abusing the altar boys and stuff, but boy, this gets more and more interesting here. Now, there were a few successes in this election. Up in Washington State, San Juan County passed an ordinance, measure number 2012-4, which prohibits the growing of any genetically modified organisms within the county. Now, this is more symbolic than anything because we know that wind-borne pollen will contaminate non-GMO fields from GMO fields, whereupon Monsanto will file lawsuit for patent infringement. Because that's what they've been doing, and they've been getting a lot of money from it, and they're basically... It's just a very predatory way of approaching these situations. Let's see, moving right along here. Now, we pointed out over the last couple of years the problem with science journals, with orthodox revealed science, as it were, has faced a lot of problems and a lot of scandals having to do with the fact that these journal articles will come out very much in favor of the product currently being offered by their funding body, which usually turns out to be some kind of a corporation with a vested financial motive. Because public funding for science research has been gutted. We saw NASA's budget get cut, and it's all being privatized, which is all well and good until when you realize private funding of science is usually done to create sales support. And so people are coming to the realization medical journals can no longer be trusted to provide accurate, unbiased information because their funding is coming from drug companies. Just like we saw all this bogus science being passed off regarding human-caused global warming that was all being funded by Al Gore and his carbon credit people. And when a society becomes corrupted, it becomes corrupted pretty much all the way through, where the money power just feels it can do whatever it wants. And so along with CNN and the corporate news losing the trust of the people, now science is losing the trust of the people. And maybe we all need to become our own scientists and our own media. It's really what it comes down to. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And CNN is still on the situation about Petraeus. Was supposed to testify about Benghazi, now will probably not be called in the first 2 weeks. Who's accountable is the banner headline. So I have a feeling Petraeus is being set up to be the fall guy here. He refused to do it in October when people were asking who issued the stand down order at the CIA annex, and Petraeus said it wasn't anybody in the CIA. That apparently angered Obama. And so I think they're setting him up to be the fall guy. And they're trying to demonize him as much as they can over this affair. And I'm not saying he was right to have an affair, both because he's a married guy and because, especially with this biographer of his having spent time in Israel, you know, the fact that she might be a honey trap could not be overlooked. So he showed very poor judgment. But they're using this to demonize him in the same country that buried the Franklin scandal, at the same time when the British media is trying to bury their pedophile scandal. And so they're clearly out to destroy his reputation ahead of basically dumping the blame for Benghazi onto him here. All righty. Now then, a perhaps not too surprising result of the previous election is that at least 20 states are now openly talking about and petitioning for secession, which, going back to the formation of the United States of America, the states were always told it's a voluntary confederation. You can be part of it. You can move to secede. Of course, when the South actually did it, the U.S. invaded and said, you will come back and pay taxes. Interestingly enough, over on the official WhiteHouse.gov petitions website, there's a petition saying to peacefully grant the state of Iowa to withdraw from the United States of America and create its own new government. And, of course, they include in the petition the quote from the Declaration of Independence, and I think this is a quote we all need to be thinking of right now. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new government. Now, there's a story that came out earlier today. I did not link to it for reasons that will become very, very obvious, where supposedly the hacktivist collective Anonymous is openly calling for the forcible overthrow of the U.S. government. This would be a huge mistake. This is what the government wants. The government has bought all these weapons and drones and hollow point ammunition because they know they can win a violent revolution against the American people, or a violent confrontation against the American people. They're preparing for it. They're spending money on it. They're getting ready to do it. That's what they want. They may even try and start it themselves. What the U.S. government cannot deal with any more than the Greek parliament is an angry population saying, we're not going to pay the bills any longer. Because when you have 300 million Americans standing up and saying, we will not be the wallet of last resort for Wall Street's crimes and corruptions, the word does get out to the international investing community. And they stop putting their money in the United States of America, because since the 1980s, foreign investment in the U.S. has been guaranteed with this little promise that if they make money, they can keep it. And if they lose money, the American taxpayers will be forced to cover the losses. That is the essence of a fascist economy. But apparently over the last year, foreign investment in the U.S. has gone into a sharp decline. So the word is getting out. We won't pay is getting out to foreign investors. They're starting to de-link from America and its dollar and its problems. I know here in Hawaii, there are several sovereignty movement groups who think that when the U.S. falls apart on the mainland, it's time to go back to being a republic. I know there's similar movements up there in Alaska. I know there's a very healthy secession movement in Texas. There's a whole Western States coalition. In a post-Federal Reserve collapse, post-federal government collapse world, there's going to be no reason not to break off and form your own countries, because the federal government won't be able to do a thing about it, unless it simply outright nukes the capital city of any new Balkanized nation, which is not going to go down very well. Let's see. Now, another point of contention with this last election had to do with the states that decriminalized marijuana. And as of right now, the police in Washington state will no longer arrest you for possession of marijuana. The U.S. federal government has taken the position, our laws trump state laws. So this is a big states' right case, big 10th Amendment case. And they're saying, we will still prosecute. And apparently the federal government is already moving to seize land being used to grow medical marijuana. They're basically coming down hard on availability of marijuana, because, by golly, if you want a buzz, you will go to our friends over in the liquor industry and the tobacco industry, or you'll buy your drugs from the Central Intelligence Agency, because those are our friends. Heaven forbid you should be able to grow your own intoxicants in your own backyard. That makes you independent of the liquor and tobacco companies or the CIA drug dealers. And we can't have independence in this country. Think of all the chaos if we became independent. Independence is a bad thing. We want you dependent. Dependent on the power companies and Monsanto and food stamps and all the rest of that. Because that keeps you slaves and obedient. And we love obedient slaves here in Washington, D.C. Not going to work. So they're coming down hard. This will result in a U.S. Supreme Court case over the 10th Amendment and states' rights versus federal government. Now, originally, the way the country was set up, states had the authority to regulate themselves internally. The federal government's role was limited to arbitrating disputes between states. That was it. Now, we understand the federal government has long ago broken away from the Constitution. In fact, they view anybody who still talks about the Constitution as a suspect. Potential terrorist. Oh, these are constitutionalists. That guy's going to be problems right there. Yeah, probably. But that's going to become a big issue. We know that some of the other states passed measures to block mandated purchase of health insurance under Obamacare. That, too, will lead to a states' rights test. And I'm not expecting miracles or even constitutionality from the Supreme Court because they're owned now. We saw that when the Chief Justice said Obamacare was constitutional. I forget. It was a circuitous logic where he got there. So we're full on bore into the fascist dictatorship, and that's just what we're going to have to live with until it comes apart, which I still think is going to happen. And again, with all Anonymous out there saying we've got to overthrow the government, don't do it. It's what the federal government wants. They want a conflict involving guns and bombs because they've got more than you do. What we can do, what we should do, is non-cooperation. That's what worked when Gandhi wanted to kick the British out of India. Just don't go along. Don't fill out the paperwork. Don't get the licenses. Don't keep your money in the bank. Starve the system of money, especially with the extended FDIC coverage ending December 31st. You shouldn't be keeping your money in the bank. Because when things start to fall apart, when Greece defaults and everybody's scrambling for cash, those ATM machines are probably going to shut down. So anyway, let's see. I think we talked about this last week, but I want to come back to it. There was the 77-year-old man who spent almost 40 years in prison. And he was a college graduate with no criminal history. And apparently his ex-wife, who was basically in the middle of an acrimonious divorce, told the police that this guy confessed to a murder 12 years earlier. And so they grabbed him, and on the basis of this ex-wife's lie, threw him in prison. No other evidence at all. I thought it was supposed to be a law that your spouse couldn't testify against you, or I guess can't be compelled to testify against you. But this is why we cannot support a death penalty. There are way too many people wrongfully convicted, wrongfully executed. I mean, this guy's still alive, assuming he has not been infected with AIDS or something because of what goes on in prisons. They can let him out. He's 77. They can give him enough money to have a comfortable life for however much longer he's going to live. But they've taken, you know, almost more than half of his life they stole away from him in prison. But when you execute somebody, that's it. You can't make amends. You can't bring them back to life. And we know our justice system is hideously flawed. The prosecutors that are in there, they're just keeping score. They want to have more prosecutorial wins, on more notches on the handle of their revolver so that they can run for mayor or governor. And it's just a reminder that a corrupted government yields a corrupted populace. People don't seem to feel it's a problem. Yeah, I'm going to lie. The government's lying. Why shouldn't I lie to get what I want? And the whole system begins to rot within. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Dan and I were just talking about Netflix and being with it. And we finally got the replacement TV for the one that blew up. It's got Netflix built in, and it will recognize a USB keyboard. So I'm probably going to go back with that, because they do have some really good documentaries out there. It's only $8 a month here. It's a Samsung. I do like it, and I discovered something I wanted to share with everybody that's a little bit of an insight. If you're looking at buying an appliance, find somebody who works for the companies that deliver and pick these things up. Obviously, since we're driving this 12-year-old Civic right now, we couldn't go and get our own replacement TV. It had to be delivered. And I was talking to the guys who brought it in there, and they said, oh, yeah, those Toshibas, man, we're always having to pick those things up for failures and stuff like that. And they confirmed Samsung's reputation for a quality, durable product. So we're kind of hoping we're not going to have to fret with this a little bit. And we were only 2 months from the end of the extended warranty. If that Toshiba had held together for another 3 months, we would just have to live without TV because we certainly couldn't afford to buy this thing. So a little bit of luck on that situation. We were noticing that we're getting all the commercials for Christmas, for toys this and toys that. And my wife noticed there does seem to be a very heavy emphasis on military toys this year. I remember back in the years leading up to Vietnam where there was G.I. Joe and all this other stuff, and there were a lot of war toys. And after we lost Vietnam, there was a huge social outcry that maybe we ought to think about pulling back on war toys and go with other kinds of toys like construction sets and science sets and stuff that are going to get kids thinking about something other than blowing up a target. But we seem to have not learned from that lesson. And I think the one that really hammered it home for me, they were advertising this model of a red race car from the movie Cars, which is a very charming movie, by the way. It's all about Route 66 and the love of motoring. But this new one, apparently, if you push a button, it sprouts wings and shoots missiles, which, okay. But everything seems to have an overt attack mentality, and we're brainwashing our kids through the toys here again. And as I mentioned the other day, one of the reasons computer games may be showing a slowing of sales is it's always a variation on a theme of blowing somebody up. And after a while, that gets tiring. It really, really does. And I'd like to find some other computer games that are a little bit more interesting, other than I'm going to slaughter the thing in front of me here. Now, interestingly enough, a lot of people are talking about the Kinect, which is this add-on system that detects bodies in the room. And you can go out there and you can dance to it, and there's this software that teaches you how to dance as if you were not born but created by a software engineer. So everybody's learning exactly the same dance moves to go to the dance floor. It's no longer a form of self-expression. Dancing has become a sign of conformity because you're dancing just like the game software tells you to dance. But apparently there's a new patent for Kinect that will allow the Kinect, if you have it on your system, to basically see how many people are in the room, so that pay-per-view movies will now be billed based on how many people you have watching it. And if you have one more person watching it than you contracted for, they will hit you with all kinds of fines and penalties. I think this kind of nitpicking has reached a point of absurdity. And the reason that the corporate-owned media is not doing as well financially is because there's a lack of new product, and it's all politically correct stuff. Now, I'm seeing the trailers for the movies that are coming out for the holiday movie season. There do seem to be some really good things being offered up. And no, I haven't seen Skyfall yet. I know they had a really good opening weekend. I'm waiting to see if it's the result of a fast burn or if this really is a good movie. I have to admit, I do like the new Daniel Craig James Bond movies. They seem to recapture the feel of the earlier Sean Connery ones, which were very entertaining. And then they got off onto the Too Many Gadgets and Pretty Boy. And I remember this one James Bond movie. I think it was The World Is Not Enough, where they're being chased down the street by a helicopter, and they just flip the helicopter on its nose to chase them with the whirling prop. And I think every pilot in the audience had to have one of those palm of hand gravitating to forehead at high velocity moments. And it was at that point I said, this movie's a total joke. I mean, we all expect a certain amount of techno fantasy in the James Bond movies, but outright violations of aerodynamics, that was the shark at that point. Let's see. Okay. So a comment in the chat room that I can't put on the air here regarding Skyfall. Let's see. There is a Hispanic group now demanding national amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're looking at our little stock market situation. And the markets closed, and they ended basically at a push. Hardly any change from the open here. Apparently, there was a problem with a computer glitch that suspended trading in over 200 stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. Computer glitch, yes. Remember what we talked about? Faking an Iranian cyber attack on the stock market, crash the whole system, and duck the blame for the economic collapse? That may still be out there. That may still be out there. Coast Guard is reporting yet another oil slick discovered floating off the Louisiana coast near the same location that NOAA reported last week. So whatever's going on, remember they sent down an ROV and they showed a pipe with just a drop or two coming out, and they said, that's it, no big deal. I don't think so. Meanwhile, getting back to the Occupy movement, three Occupy Wall Street protesters who were arrested in what was basically a thought crime, They were arrested on the belief they were about to go to a protest, have won a $50,000 settlement over that very obvious misuse of authority. So get the lawyers and lawyer up. All right, I want to come back to the story about this Hispanic group demanding national amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens. Now, we know this population of illegal aliens is having a negative impact on wages and salaries in this country, because when you have a surplus of workers, corporations can simply say, we're going to pay, you know, very little because there are more workers than there are jobs. The money junkies love massive unemployment because it keeps the wages and salaries for the people that are working down. Now, Obama may go along with this. He's been talking about amnesty for the illegals. Yes, let's make them citizens. Let's give them cards and Social Security numbers. I'm sorry, taxpayer ID numbers and the rest. But I know what he's really thinking. 11 million instant citizens can form a huge army. Do you really think they're going to be motivated warriors? They're instant citizens. You put them in a uniform, give them a rifle, ship them over the Middle East and say, shoot those people over there. Are they going to be well-motivated and enthusiastic? Probably not. You could spend a fortune arming and equipping these guys just to have them sort of cower in the foxholes. And I'm not saying that because they're Mexican, because we know the Mexican army can be quite formidable, Alamo. But I'm saying because they're new Americans, they don't have that long tradition of America's military history. And I don't think they're going to be all that effective. Maybe Obama says we're going to give them the jobs that the young people would have had if we don't institute a draft. And that will be coming. At some point, we're going to start hearing talk about national service or a draft or whatever they're going to call it to rebuild the army ahead of the invasion of Iran. It has to come. They don't have enough boots on the ground as it is. And the only way they're going to get the American people to go along with the draft is to have another false flag attack. Gosh darn those dastardly Japanese or Iranian or whoever it is. They're going to have something so horrific that young people of America will be rushing down to their recruitment centers, which is exactly what happened after Pearl Harbor. They had lines in front of the recruiting centers. I'm going to go down. I'm going to give those Japanese what for. All righty, let's see what's going on. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. More information about how dangerous is genetically modified food. We've been talking about that one for a long time. Over in New York and New Jersey, the situation is getting more and more dire and simply continues to underscore the fact that the Federal Emergency Management Agency is not really equipped or even of a mind to take care of emergencies that are affecting the general population. FEMA exists to protect the U.S. government in an emergency, possibly even against the American people. Its primary function is continuity of government. And we're hearing now that they've converted an old General Motors auto factory, which General Motors isn't using anymore because they're sending most of their car manufacturing to other countries. They've taken this old abandoned factory, and they've got some of the survivors of Storm Sandy hanging out in there. They've built a tent city in New Jersey. I mean, winter is coming on. And they're building a tent city for people in New Jersey to live in. They're thinking about opening up a prison that was no longer in service. Turn that into a little refugee camp. And again, it's a national disgrace. The U.S. government can deploy emergency hospitals and housing and what to any war zone on planet Earth, but they can't seem to get it together for the American people. We saw that in the aftermath of Katrina. We're seeing in the aftermath of Storm Sandy. And again, a big reason for all the damage and destruction from both Katrina and Storm Sandy was the infrastructure that was there to protect us from natural disasters had been allowed to rot. Neglected. Trees not cut back from power lines. Storm drains blocked with debris that was never cleared away. And they're talking about cutting this stuff back even further to avoid the fiscal cliff. You don't want to go off the fiscal cliff, do you? They're shoving us off the fiscal cliff. Their solution to the fiscal cliff is going to be to keep military spending where it is and cut the budget everywhere else. Health, education, and welfare, housing, food stamps. In fact, ever since I reported that story about the Ohio food stamps in hour number one of our show, I'm getting all these emails from all across the country saying, yeah, they've cut back the rent allowance and they've cut back this and that. And every time you complain, and they'll say, we're sorry, you should have received an email notice this was going to happen, or a mail notice this was going to happen. Basically, I'm sure the notices did not go out of concern it would negatively impact Obama's campaign. And now that the campaign is over, the bad news is going to start hitting. And so even as the USDA is continuing to run commercials to encourage more people onto the food stamp program, the food stamp funds are being cut again. Here in Hawaii, even at the current levels, the food stamp money does not last an entire month. They can maybe stretch it through 3 weeks. That's why Claire and I got involved with this program through her church to just come up with these food baskets to give to kids at this elementary school. They have an 80% food insecurity problem at this school. These kids are coming to the school hungry the last week of every single month. You can't study, you can't think, you can't learn when your brain is short of the chemicals that it needs to function. And the problem just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Every time we go down to this homeless food program, the lines are longer and they're getting younger. There's more homeless, hungry people, and the demographic is moving down in age. These are young people out there, young people with kids. And still the money has to go to Wall Street and war and Israel, because that's what makes America great. We're definitely an empire in decline. We're just waiting for the body to fall over and hear the horrendous crash. And that's why we have to start thinking now. What will follow? We have to start making those plans. And like I said earlier in the show, every single governor of every one of the 50 states ought to be working on a contingency plan to put into effect when the Federal Reserve collapses and takes the federal government with it. The first priority is a state-issued value-based currency, because the moment the Federal Reserve collapses, every banker in your town is going to say, we'll issue currency as a loan at interest to the population to get the economy going again, and we'll be right back on that same treadmill of a debt-based currency that produces more debt than money that led to this disaster. Unlike the GOP leadership, we have to be ready to learn from past mistakes. And so when we talk about a blueprint for the new America, or a blueprint for the new Balkanized what used to be America, rule number one, no private central banks issuing a debt-based currency. That's also rule number two and rule number three. Even the IMF is admitting this system cannot be made to work. And we know because of what John Maynard Keynes was saying about it, they knew it wasn't going to last forever. They just knew it would make them rich right then. And when it all fell apart, they'd be dead. They wouldn't have to worry about it. But we're the generation that inherited the accumulated debt from 100 years of Ponzi scheme banking. And the bankers are saying, you have to pay it. No, we don't. We didn't create it. Not one American alive today voted to transfer the money creation authority vested in the government by the Constitution onto a private central bank. And I still hold that because that money creation authority is in the Constitution, it should have taken a constitutional amendment to change it. If our current government wants to have a chance to survive this crisis, the first mandatory step is to declare the Federal Reserve unconstitutional and to simply erase all of that debt arrived at through fraud and Ponzi scheme. The government has to reassume its constitutional authority to create and regulate the money. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Well, you know, I know I hear all, you know, you have the Golden Corral, McDonald's, all these people, all these establishments, which is nice, giving the veterans a free meal.
I agree, yes.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm a veteran, too. I don't really want a free meal or anything like that. I just want people to exercise their rights. You know, that's mainly what I wanted to see, is people, because a lot of people fought and died for it. Hello?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm in agreement with you. You know, and I put up an article at whatreallyhappened.com about my maternal grandfather, Walter Lewis Smith, who was a hero in World War One. And I posed the question, you know, all of these soldiers, sailors, air persons, they thought they were fighting and dying for a vision of America. And it may have been completely false. They were lied to by their government as much as we are. But we have to recognize they fought and died for an ideal. And we have to respect them for that. And I disagree with all these people saying we should dump Veterans Day because, after all, they're just the instruments of this very selfish, conquering, greedy foreign policy. Yeah, they are, but they didn't know it. They got duped along with the rest of us. But I do think we owe something to our veterans. They put on the uniform. They walked their talk. They risked life and limb for a vision of America that we all thought was what we were supposed to be living up to. And so, we need to ask, if those veterans were alive today, what would they think of the government as it is? Would they think that it was worth risking their lives and limbs to support what we now know the government has become?
I think we have a zombie army ready to take over Washington if that happened.
Well, unfortunately, the zombie apocalypse is government code work for dealing with an angry American uprising. You know, where they're trying to convince the soldiers, you know, when you see a bunch of hungry, starving people coming at you, you just shoot them down.
Yeah, but going about with Veterans Day, people don't know Veterans Day. It was actually called Armistice Day. The day World War One ended, the start of the bankers' wars. We didn't have
World War One was a banker war.
What's that?
World War One was a banker war. It was the war that was put out there to try and deal with all the accumulated debt and, of course, to redraw the map of Europe. Germany, even back then, was an industrial and scientific threat to Great Britain and the United States.
Well, also, too, what would you say? They wanted to bring forth their League of Nations, too, by having a horrific war.
They did, but the League of Nations turned out to be just as corrupt and ineffective as the United Nations has since then.
Yeah, so so I always take the opportunity to say Veterans Day is actually Armistice Day, the day the banker war ended.
Well, the reason they changed it from Armistice Day to Veterans Day was at the end of World War II when the armistice, you know, didn't line up, and so they just renamed it Veterans Day. But I think it's a good holiday to keep, and I think it's a good idea for people to understand those veterans, because they were lied to about the real purposes of the war. They are just as much victims as all those soldiers who died on the losing side.
Yes, and exactly, too. And the thing is, we need, you know, one thing is a national disgrace is more like our politicians play lip service, but they are ignoring our veterans that need care.
They absolutely are. We were talking about that earlier. The latest trick that they have is losing the files of people who've served in Iraq. So when they go into to the Veterans Administration and say, I need to apply for disability, I was wounded in Iraq, and they look in the computer, we have no record you were in Iraq. Sorry, you don't get any money.
I had to get veterans care for some of our eye injury. And
yep.
Guess what? It just happens that the records in St. Louis, my records were in that place that got burned up.
You mean the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City?
No, they got a Hall of Records in St. Louis, Missouri, too.
Ah, okay, and that got burned up. We're sorry, there was a fire. Like, you guys don't have backups? All that money and all those computers, and you're not backing up your data? Boy, oh boy, you go into the IRS with that one. I'm sorry, I used the neat scanner, and everything was on the hard drive, and the hard drive dissolved, you know? Yeah, I can see you getting a lot of traction with that one.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. I hope your cough gets better. All righty, let's see. We just promoted an article at whatreallyhappened.com. James Turk is back out there talking about what he's now calling the central bank gold heist and gold shenanigans, and it's becoming very obvious there is an issue there. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Switzerland is now getting very nervous about their gold bullion that's supposed to be there in the basement of the New York Federal Reserve. They're not going to be able to hold this one off. The longer the New York Federal Reserve sits there and says, we don't have to show you anything, just trust us. The last time they got audited was like 1953. And the only other time the Germans ever got to look at the gold is they opened one door to show them a pile of gold bricks, didn't allow them to test any of them, slammed the door and said, see, there's your gold, get the heck out. There's a big, big problem with the American financial system. And they're not going to be able to erase it with a new world war. I'm sorry, that trick doesn't work any longer. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. Chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And aloha. Welcome back to the last segment of today's show. We're going to take another phone call. Mike in South Carolina. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Pastor Wilbrich, the subject you were talking about for illegals.
Yes.
You were mentioning 11 million illegals, and the news media likes to use a low figure. I want to remind everybody that those figures of illegals is over 50 million. And Foster Wilders is a very good expert on what's going on. Not only are they coming over 50 million, but they're bringing some diseases with them, and that does not count another 200,000 a month for the last 4 years that Obangme and Dong Princess have allowed in through immigration, too. So we're in deep trouble in this country.
Well, we definitely are, but this Hispanic group are the ones who set the number for 11 million, so they may be working within a subcategory. They may be focused just on the young people and say, look, they're here. They came with their families. Let's make them citizens without having to be born here. So they're the ones who pick that number of 11 million, and it may indeed represent a small subset.
Very good. I think to take care of the whole problem with illegal immigration, people just think they need to leave and get back in line. We've had enough of this crap.
Yeah, we really have. And again, with this porous southern border, for all the talk about terrorism, the idea is if somebody really wanted to bring a biological weapon or a nuclear weapon into the United States of America, they just carry it across the border. It's completely open. Trucks full of drugs come across. Trucks full of illegal immigrants come across. You know, it is. It's an embarrassment for a nation that screams national security while they grope and fondle us at the airport, to have a completely porous border with Mexico, the drug cartels to come over. It's a joke. It really is.
Michael, those weapons are already here. Okay, and I'm with you. I'm waiting for the big one to erupt, because that's what they're going to use to declare martial law, and then that's what's going to ignite everything.
Yeah, but again, like I said earlier in the show, they're going to have a draft before they can go into Iran, especially if Russia and China are going to support from the other side. And the only way they'll get the American people to go along with a draft is if there is a hideous big bang someplace, or something equally shocking like a takedown of the financial system computers to be blamed on Iran.
I'm 100% behind you there. A lot of my technical background is in that arena. But I also ask one more question. Where
sure.
are the free Israeli submarines with nuclear warheads on them?
They, as far as we know, at least one of them is down by the Straits of Hormuz. They've been seen transiting the Suez Canal on a regular basis. If Israel wanted to do a nuclear attack in the U.S. to blame on Iran, they don't need to use their submarines. Most of the weapons-grade uranium for their first nuclear weapons came from the United States of America. It would have been trivial for them to leave enough behind to fashion a couple of warheads. And we do know that there is a very strange radioactive signature around Israel's New York consulate. NIST discovered it when they were making background maps, in order to be able to discover new radioactive sources. Israel refuses inspections, as always. So it could very well be they have a nuclear weapon in the basement there that they're going to set off when they really want to get us angry against somebody.
China has some of those little suitcase jobs in here since 1966.
Well, I'm not worried about China. China is not trying to start the war. They're trying to basically avoid it. That's the end of our show today. We got to let everybody go. Thank you for being here. Happy Veterans Day. Please support Republic Broadcasting. We're in a war right now against war, and we need your help. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Hit that little PayPal button. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well. Hug your loved ones, drive carefully. Have a good holiday, and aloha, America.
It's true.